ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
on the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region,
तो बाबा के सामने एक अलग प्रकार की सीनरीज,
I saw a very different scene and different sceneries in front of Baba. In other words, it can be said it was a different world. Baba was observing it very carefully. Sometimes there were scenes of new golden age world of deities. There were Pushpak Vimans as well, in which were seated deities on their tours. In the third place, third direction, there were the confluence aged angels that were dancing very beautifully. And in the fourth direction, I saw tapasvis sitting in tapasya. Tapasvis were in their near perfect form. Baba was looking at all of this, and as I reached, I saw that Baba's attention was still drawn towards these different scenes. For a few seconds, Baba did not notice me, and then Baba said, "Come, child." I said, "This scene today is looking very beautiful." Baba said, "Baba is observing the children's future, their perfect form, scenes of happiness, and then the different forms of the confluence age that the children take on. Baba has great pride in the children. Baba wants to see the children. Baba wants to see the children in the tapasvi form at the confluence age, and then continue to also experience scenes, experiences of the future world. So I then said, Baba, how are the children to do this? So Baba said, ask the children yourself. So I became silent. Baba started to smile and then said, ask the children. So I said, Baba, all of your children are making efforts, and from time to time they also have good experiences. Baba then showed another scene where there was a very beautiful tower, and all the children were standing around this tower. Baba said, whoever wants to climb this tower are welcome to do so. There were steps that were leading, going all around the tower up to the top. So Baba said, those who want to climb up these steps, up the tower, they can do so. So as the children started to climb up, for some children, the tower started shaking, started revolving, and then that scared the children a bit. They didn't want to touch it anymore. And for other children, as they started placing this foot on these foot, placed their steps on the stairs, they were not able to get their grip on these stairs. Baba then explained, according to the time, father is taking the children to a very high tower, to a high level, an elevated stage, where you can see the entire world, you can see your own stage, scenes of the new world. You can also see how easily the task of transformation can take place from that level. So Baba then said, why are the children not climbing the tower? This is because the foundation, the base of certain children is still based on their own arrogance of I. And so their tower keeps shaking. And for some children, they still develop doubts about their own efforts. How am I going to move ahead? And then thirdly, Baba said, while experiencing the father's company, they come under the influence of Maya. And so the feelings of fear emerge. Whatever task they carry out, they have doubts, they have fear, they think a lot about it. So because of those extra waste thoughts, their own stage seems to be shaking, wavering. So what do the children have to do now? Make the foundation of the stage of yourself, make the foundation, this one term, that the father is my companion. Make that your foundation for the stage of the self. The old sanskars, the old habits of the children that come from time to time and bind the children in bondages, so make your mind, keep your mind away from these old habits and old habits and old sanskars, be free from bondages. When the father has faith in the children, then why do the children not have faith in themselves? Why do you come under the influence of Maya and forget that form of faith? Why do you go get entangled and entrapped by Maya? Baba then again called the children to him and said, again advised the children to climb this tower. So the children then stabilized themselves in that good stage, and then they were able to climb up the tower. As they reached the top of the tower, such rays of light spread out in all four directions throughout the world, and that light was showing them different scenes. So Baba then said, according to the time, Baba wants to see the children experiencing their future form, and through their tapasya of the present stage, they should break the bondages of little situations and old habits. So break away those bondages, free yourselves from those bondages. Remember that time is again and again telling you that your devotees are looking for their beloved deities. Become free from all bondages, stabilize yourself in the angelic form and give sakash to the whole world. This is what the children have to do, and only then will there be transformation in the world. So this is the special task that the father has given you, children. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then emerged the children again. Baba was giving remembrances to everyone, lots of love. I then told Baba that this Bhatti group from Delhi has come to Vandavan. Baba smiled and said, the father knows that these children are the beloved ones. Baba wants to see the children always hold on to the father's hand and continue to progress. I then told Baba that there is one child who has created these beautiful pictures, images of Mama, Baba and the Dadis. So Baba said, congratulations to the child. But along with that, Baba said to all the children, become equal to the father, Bap Saman. Become equal to the advanced party souls. So always keep those images in front of you and check. To what extent have I become equal to Baba and the seniors? I have to reveal or glorify the Father to the world. Through your face, give experiences to many others. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.